video?
Yes?
Live.
Okay, so moving right along, on Friday evening, ouch, unfortunately we were not able to be live on Facebook, but we learned about the way the Beis HaMikdash has to be built. We learned about the time it has to be built in, and we learned about the special stones that are used for the Mizbeach. And today we're going to learn about rising up, about the altar and the ramp. So, as mentioned, in the Mizbeach, the only stones that can be used have to be perfectly smooth, and they have to be natural. They cannot be chiseled or shaped in any way. The Rambam tells us in chapter 1, Halacha 15, Kol Evan Shenoga Baha Barzel, if you have a stone that has been touched by metal, even touched, forget chiseled, forget damaged, just touched, Afal Pishul Nifgama, even though it's in no way moved or there's no change, Psula Lebinyan HaMizbeach uBinyan HaKevesh, it is prohibited for using that for the Mizbeach, which was explained yesterday, is an enormous structure that was comprised entirely of natural stone, smooth stone. And the same thing is also true of the ramp that you rise up in order to come onto the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach and the ramp have the same special halacha. Shenemar, because it says in the very same pasuk, in the very same verse that speaks about the Mizbeach itself, it says, Ki charbecho heinafta olel vatechel olel. You have raised your sword or weapon above it, and in doing so you have defiled it. Habayna evan, shenoga babarzel, if you use a stone that touched metal in any way, shape, or form, if you build that stone into the structure of the Mizbeach or Bakevesh or into the ramp, loike, you would receive lashes. Shenemar, because it says, Lesivne esen gozes. You may not build it of chiseled stone. Vahaboine, even pogum, and somebody who would use a damaged stone, in other words, a stone that was not touched by metal, but it was damaged in some other way, not a natural perfect stone, so he is over basay, that would be a violation of a positive mitzvah. So in other words, there's a positive and negative mitzvah that govern the building or the building materials of the Mizbeach and the Kevesh and the ramp that goes up. A, they have to be whole stone, not broken stone. So like we learned yesterday, you take it from the riverbed, from the deep ocean, or from virgin ground that's never been disturbed. And the second thing is that if a stone is touched by metal, just touched, automatically it's disqualified. And so we say, a stone that has become damaged, or shenagabah barzel, or metal has touched it after it's been built into the Mizbeach, even though now it's already a part of the Mizbeach. So you might think that this is a halacha that governs how you build the Mizbeach, but once it's in the Mizbeach, once it's part of the altar, it's part of the altar. No, says Rambam. If it touches metal afterwards, oisei ha'evim psula, it doesn't disqualify the entire Mizbeach, but that one stone does become disqualified. This is like in the airport, they have these carpet tiles. One tile gets stained, they pull out the carpet, they pull out the tile, and they replace it. They don't have to replace the whole airport, do all the carpet over. So the same thing is true if the metal touches the Mizbeach, so then you can take out the stone that it touched, you don't have to knock down the whole Mizbeach. Hasha'ar k'shedus, the other stones would be kosher. Malabdin es ha'mizbeach pa'mayim b'shono. The Mizbeach was plastered over twice a year, when? The Pesach, in honor of the festival of Pesach, as well as Bechog, in preparation for Sukkot. Kishmalabdin, I said, because we have these halachas, and because we have to be so careful about the stones in the Mizbeach, when you do plaster it, melabdin memapa, we use cloth, of labor kapas, we don't use a trowel or something which is made of metal. We don't even use wood, because we're afraid it might end up touching a stone. Now you have to realize, the stones in the Mizbeach were all natural, so they were not square. The Mizbeach was perfectly square. That means the Mizbeach, the outer perimeter of the Mizbeach, was entirely made of plaster. Entirely made of cement. So in that case, what would you care if you use the trowel? You're just re-plastering over. But there's always a concern, maybe the plaster will chip, maybe in some way some of the stone will be revealed, and maybe some of it might be touched by metal. And because of this, we take this extraordinary precaution, and we don't use anything like that in order to plaster the Mizbeach. Shema yiga be'evan, lest metal touch one of those stones, v'yifsel, and it would disqualify it. Moving right along, we've learned about the building of the Mizbeach and the building of the Kevesh. The Rambam tells us, with regard to the Kevesh now, in Oysim Madregis L'Mizbeach, one may not build steps going up to the altar. Shenemar, as it is written in the Torah, in the very same place as the other verses we've quoted, Lesala B'mayalis Al-Mizbechi, you may not rise on steps going up to my Mizbeach, to my altar. So what do? You build like a ramp. And this is Bedroy Mishal Mizbeach, in the south side of Mizbeach. It's Mismayet V'yerid V'reisha Mizbeach Ad Ha'aretz. It's on a gentle slope, and it goes all the way from the top of the Mizbeach all the way until it reaches ground level. V'hua Nikra Kevesh. That's called a Kevesh. V'ha'oilu B'maylas L'Mizbeach. Somebody who would use steps to go up onto the Mizbeach. So in doing so, Leike, he would receive lashes. The Velvula Brisker has a whole Torah on this. He says that only if you would use the steps on the south side, but if you use steps on another side, which is not the kevesh, then you wouldn't technically violate this prohibition. But to the best of our knowledge, nobody came up to the Mizbeach in any other way other than the kevesh, other than the ramp. And you see that both the kevesh as well as the Mizbeach have this special halacha. And with regard to the Mizbeach, a final halacha, hanoisetz even achas min haMizbeach, somebody who were to remove a single stone from the Mizbeach, or for that matter, from the whole building of the compound of the structure, from the area between the actual heichal, the building, and the mizbeach. If you remove one single stone, and you do it derech hashchasa as an act of violence, as an act of destruction, loika, you get lashes. Shenemar, it is written, v'nitatztem es mizbechoisom. Hashem says, when you come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, which at that time is called Canaan, you should smash their high places and altars. However, loisasun kein l'Hashem alikeichem. Nadutos l'Hashem, your God. And so we are not permitted to dismantle in a derech of hashchasa, in a manner of destruction. What if we're doing it in order to build? What if you want to further develop or better beautify? Then in that case, it would be permissible. The only way it's not permissible, if it's in a manner of destruction. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue by talking about the artifacts, the furniture that populated the Beis HaMikdash, and details of how some of those were made. Thank you.